Hello, and welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am your host, Crystal Renee. I am the Soul Brand Alchemist, and I help conscious creators and digital entrepreneurs embody their human design and infuse their soul's essence into their brand, into their business, to make sure that they are aligning their brand and business with their soul's purpose. So if that sounds like something that you are wanting to do, I do have a 6-month program where you get lifetime access to all of the materials. It is called Soul Brand Alchemy, and I take you through the process of soul discovery, understanding your entire design, your gene keys, taking your soul's essence, creating a digital product or offer based on your specific purpose and your gifts, and then creating a brand with your messaging that actually draws in your aligned soul client so that you feel fulfilled in what you are doing and what you are bringing to the table, and that you are serving those who you came here to serve on a soul level. So that's what I do. And there is a link below that you can join Soul Brand Alchemy today. You get lifetime access to all future updates, any changes that I make, the community, the support. It's an amazing program. Definitely check that out if you're curious. So today we're talking about gate 3, and I call it the catalyst of order. So gate 3 is also called the gate of ordering, the gate of the catalyst, and gate of innovation in human design. And it's located in the sacral center, moving towards the root center, in the channel of mutation, which is a design of energy, which initiates and fluctuates. And it's linked to gate 60. In the gene keys, it's called through the eyes of a child. And in the I Ching, it's called difficulty in the beginning. Rain brings thunder. So this is in the tropical cusp of Aries and Taurus, and it's in the Vedic sign of Aries, specifically in the Ashwini Nakshatra. So the overall energy of Gate 3 embodies the dynamic energy of chaos and transformation. It's about understanding that life is an ongoing process of destruction and creation, of endings and new beginnings. So this gate is a catalyst for change and innovation, fostering an ability to make sense of what seems chaotic or unpredictable. So it takes chaos and creates order out of chaos. And the shadow is chaos, and this signifies the inherent disorder and confusion present in life, often leading to a desire for control and avoidance of change. So if you are more introverted or have a repressive nature, you can show up as being anal, and this can manifest as a need for strict order, control, or perfectionism. And it may lead to a fear of chaos and a desire to maintain rigid structures and routines to avoid any sense of disorder. Now, if you're more of an extroverted person or you're in a reactive nature, this can show up as being distorted. And this manifests as a response to the perceived chaos by distorting information, ideas, or situations. And it may involve manipulating or distorting facts to fit a particular narrative or agenda. So in your shadow, you may have difficulty embracing chaos and the unpredictability of new beginnings. So instead of flowing with the transformative process, you might fear change and try to protect yourself from it. And this resistance to chaos can hinder your ability to innovate and adapt to new situations. And that's really what you're here to do. So in your shadow, it stops you from embodying your gift, as all shadows do, right? You may be overly anal, trying to control every aspect of a situation instead of allowing things to unfold naturally. You might feel the need to micromanage and impose rigid structures, leading to frustration and tension with others. In your shadow, your innovative energy can turn into distorted rage and aggression. And this might happen when you feel disempowered or frustrated with the chaotic nature of life. This inability to express your creativity constructively can result in destructive behaviors. So you fear change, you fear the unknown, and instead of embracing new beginnings with excitement, you might resist them and cling to the familiar, which can limit your growth and expansion. So you basically feel disempowered and out of control. Things feel very difficult at the beginning, right? And that basically manifests as struggles with initiating projects or new endeavors. The challenge of embracing change at the beginning of a journey can lead to feelings of stagnation and melancholy. So when you think of like numerology, we have the gate one, which is all about the creation, the doing. It's the masculine energy. Then we have gate two, which is the feminine receiving energy, right? And now we have gate three that comes through and creates order out of the chaos of the one creating and then the two receiving. There's no structure there. The three is what creates the structure. If you think about a triangle where there's now not just one line or two lines that are unstable, the three creates the stability in a triangle. And when you think about three in the astrological houses, three is like the child, the one that is learning how to take information and make something out of the information. So that's what it reminds me of. And that leads us to our gift, which is innovation. And this reflects your ability to embrace chaos and use it as a catalyst for innovative solutions. And this signifies an openness to new ideas, an adaptive mindset, and a recognition that change is a necessary part of evolution. So in your gift, you embrace chaos and navigating through the unpredictability of new beginnings effortlessly. Instead of fearing change, you flow with the transformative process and you see it as an opportunity for growth and innovation. So you possess the ability to come up with new ideas and innovative ways of doing things. Your mind is open to exploring what has not been done before. And you're willing to break free from the traditional norms to find creative solutions. And you've learned to trust in the divine timing and recognize that your insights and ideas will be transmitted to the world when the time is right. You don't feel pressured to rush things, and you know that everything unfolds in its own perfect time. And you have this playful and childlike wonder, and this allows you to tap into the delights of the present moment. Your ability to find joy and curiosity in the journey enhances your creativity and inspiration. So in your gift, you have this deep sense of inner trust and confidence in yourself and the universe. And this trust empowers you to take leaps of faith and follow your intuition without hesitation, knowing that you're supported in your endeavors. So your ultimate gift lies in creating order out of chaos. So when faced with challenges or obstacles, you know how to organize and structure a solution that brings clarity and resolution to any situation. Which brings us to the city or highest state of frequency of innocence, which symbolizes the state of pure being, free from fear or distortion. And this embodies the state of childlike wonder, trust in divine timing, and the ability to transform chaos into harmonious order. So you appreciate your unique way of thinking and being and understand that you are an innovator on the leading edge of consciousness. You trust in your ability to contribute something valuable and original to the world. So your presence has the potential to mutate and empower others positively. You serve as an example of how transformation can bring about profound change and growth, inspiring others to embrace their own transformative journeys. So you recognize the importance of play and improvisation in the creative process. Just like a child, you experiment with life, finding new ways to express yourself and approach challenges with a lighthearted touch. So your gift is in empowering the human spirit to transcend its limitations and embrace change with optimism. Through your own journey of transformation, you inspire others to let go of fear and step into their full potential. You are very receptive to change, and you trigger this remembrance of the innocence within yourself and in others, reminding everyone of the purity and playfulness that lies within. You let go of seriousness and find delight in the simple joys of life. So how you can use this in your business and brand is by taking the chaos that is in every business and creating order out of that chaos, creating innovative ways, new ideas of doing things. It's all about innovation and taking what you have and creating something beautiful from that space. And doing it in a way that does not cause you overwhelm, but from a playful place. Like, it's all about your perspective. How are we creating? Are we creating from a place of, I have to do this? Or are we creating from a place of, let's see how fun this could be, right? And that's ultimately what you want to embody in your brand and in your business with this specific gate. So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. How can I practice patience to accept the occasional bursts of energy and the unknown timing of the limited releases of potential? In what ways do I create chaos in my life and relationships? And how can I transform this energy into something positive? And when have I experienced moments of innovation and creativity in my life? How can I cultivate this energy more intentionally? And here are some tips that you can use to further embrace the shadow of chaos and embody the gifts of innovation and innocence. Accept the chaos. Start by acknowledging the chaos and unpredictability in your life. Remember, this is just a starting point for transformation. The unpredictability of life is a fertile ground for innovation and change. Embrace change. Rather than resisting change, allow it to happen. Embrace new beginnings and opportunities that arise from these changes. By doing so, you tap into your potential for innovation. And foster a sense of playfulness. Infuse your life with playfulness and childlike wonder. Find joy in the journey and maintain a sense of curiosity about the world around you. This can fuel your creativity and innovation. So it's all about remaining open to the possibilities of innovation all around you, to not allow yourself to get overwhelmed with all of the chaos, but to get inspired and to embody the innocence of a child while creating. And what a fun gate to have. Gate 3, the catalyst of order, creating order out of chaos. And with that being said, I'll see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate. Mwah.